All right, sorry. Hello, guys. Welcome to the show. I hope you're having a great day. I am here, live in the studio with Trey.
What it do? What it is, baby?
How's it going, Trayster?
I'm feeling pretty good. Feeling pretty nice. Can't complain. How about you, Jason?
I am having an interesting day.
I'm sorry, man. You're wearing a Kirby shirt, so you must have a. I mean, you must be having an okay day.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I love this Kirby shirt. It makes me very smiley. But then I also updated my room, so that was pretty cool too.
Didn't even notice. I didn't look. I'm sorry.
I have ten lightsabers up on behind me.
Dude, that's sick. I wish I had all lightsabers. I should probably start doing that.
But anyways, let's start with the beat.
Let's get it, y'all.
Hello, how are you doing? I'm breaking back, pursuing situations, losing like you can make a movie. Now I gotta do this like forever I can be. I can do what I was doing, I think I have to go pee. Yes, sirree, I did it done right. You don't know what I'm doing, I'm running on the mic, yelling out loud, looking for the people like right now. If I never get it through, and now I gotta be profound, lyrically bound, I'm waiting on the ground. I'm trying to do this thing, share it with the people now. And if I cannot do it, cause I gotta turn it down, turn it up, and then I gotta turn around. I got drop. Now I sound like a fish and I'm going burp, brop. And did I have to bid it? Cause I just gotta rock. And if I gotta rap, now I gotta fill it off. Oh, that's all. Now I gotta flow. 6 more seconds for me to rap like this, yo. Guess I'm done. Time to go. Bye. Okay. Yo. Guess you're not doing the job today.
Are you looking for a different kind of podcast? How about informative and clean? It will make you laugh. Scout and Trey, yeah, that's what we do. We got a little funny thing, keeping it true. Hey, we take your topics and all your ideas and bring in a guest and we answer them there. Then we make a freestyle rap and do it for you. Yeah, that's what we do. Yeah, that's what we do. Yep. Flows for you, flows for you. This is what we do now. This is what we do. Say flows for you, flows for you. This is what we do now. This is what we do. Say flows for you, flows for you. This is what we do now. This is what we do. Say flows.
Jason, I always admire that intro, man. It's dope.
Thank you so much.
Of course, man. I appreciate it.
I still haven't updated the outro, which I'm working on the fight scene. So I'm adding some kicks and punches.
Oh, I'm ready, man. That's going to be sick.
So, that should be good stuff. But hey, guess what, Trey? We have a guest on our show today.
We do, and it's Ronnie Boy, and we want to hear everyone's headline of the week. Let's get it. I hope Jason explained that in the beginning. I hope he explained that.
Yeah.
But I did do it while juggling children, so we'll see if he actually understood it.
Jason, what's your headline of the week?
Here you go. I attacked the Jedi Temple.
You attacked the Jedi Temple. Okay, cool. My headline of the week is I get to mess with airplane wheels.
All right, Ronnie, your turn. What's your headline of the week?
My headline Swenson's. Of the week. Okay. I attended a party and ate too much.
Okay. Okay. Not a bad thing.
Yeah.
Trey, you want to go first? Or you want me to go first?
Yeah, I can go. So I got moved up in my job. I work for Collins Aerospace. And so we get to basically, in my portion of the town, we get to mess with airplane wheels and brakes. And they come in and we basically fix them or scrap them, however, you know, the situation, whatever the situation calls for. And so... it's really cool. It's a really good job. And we basically fix everything that needs to be fixed. We throw away everything that needs to be thrown away. And we basically service whatever needs to be serviced. So anyway, got moved up in my job. I get to work with this really cool robot and it scans the wheels to make sure that nothing is wrong with them. It basically puts vibrations through the wheels and it says, hey, this is going to be a good wheel. This is going to be a not so good wheel, whatever. And it's going to be a cool, pay raise, hopefully come the end of January because I'm still training on it. It's awesome and I'm excited and, it's been really cool learning a lot of the stuff. So that's it.
Sweet.
That's awesome. I'm pretend I heard everything you said.
That's okay. Keep moving because it's your turn.
Yeah. So I attacked the Jedi Temple and stole their lightsabers. You see behind me, I finally got my lightsabers set up. So I have like two actual pillars.
That's crazy because I see at least three Sith Lords on there. Huh? What are they doing at the Jedi Temple?
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm a Sith Lord. So two what? You can have one thing of Doritos. Okay.
Sure. I love the fact that there's this corporeal hand that's just entering the frame right now, asking for Doritos.
Yeah, I don't actually know what he said. He said something. But actually, if you look, I have a Sith side and I have a light side.
Okay.
So,
light and a dark side, yeah.
Yeah, light side. I don't know why I said Sith side. But yeah, so I have the two. I've been wanting to put those up for a while, but I finally was at Goodwill yesterday and I found these wine holders and I was like,
oh, that's perfect. Genius.
And they look nice. And oh, and then also was able to LED up my my Millennium Falcon, if you can see there.
Yeah, it's sick, man. So did you get it working, I'm assuming?
Oh,
or did you customed it?
I rewired it.
Oh wow. Okay.
I actually put LEDs in all the different spaces and then I moved the Mandalorian poster to the other side.
Good all stuff, right, man.
So I'm done and I'm putting myself on mute. I'm back.
All right, Ronnie boy, I want to hear your headline of the week, man.
Oh, my headline of the week about attending a party and eating too much.
Yeah.
So I just attended a party with a couple of Grammy nominees from this year, Andrew and Paul.
Oh wow, okay.
Yeah, Uno Dos Tres Andres, who was in town. And so they just invited a bunch of the fellow children's musicians who were kind of LA based, but even some who were NorCal based came down. So it was nice to meet everybody because a lot of us know each other on social media, but then some of us have met each other in person, but most of us haven't unless you attend events like this. So it was cool. You know, they have food, great chicken, carrots, pecan pies, like all kinds of stuff. And there was a jam session at the end, which is really dope. I ate a lot, you know, try not to, but then when the food is too good, you can't really help yourself. So you just like eat.
Oh, of course, man. Oh yeah. Especially when it's good food. I mean, why not partake? Why not eat exactly as much as you can possibly hold?
Yeah, man. That's and awesome, the funny man. Thing is I had already gotten, I already eaten dinner prior to even showing up.
Oh no.
So I showed up and then when you smell it, sometimes you just forget that you like ate already, like literally 30 minutes right. ago. And so I just started eating more and I was like, oh shoot, I ate too much.
It's fine. This is fine.
Yeah, for sure.
That's awesome, man. What was the jam session like? What all happened?
It was dope. Like some people brought like instruments and stuff. So there was like a trumpet. Andrew was holding an accordion, so he was doing his thing.
Oh, wow.
There are a few guitars there as well. And Tara, this girl Tara had a flute that she was playing. And so we were just all asking each other, like, hey, what are some campfire, like, you know, type songs that we could all sing? So, we, you know, we sang like stuff like Lean on Me, You Got a Friend, I Want to Wish You a Merry Christmas, Feliz Navidad.
Feliz Navidad.
The jam session was really dope too. I had to cut out because I had plans afterwards, but from what I heard, it was just good vibes, you know.
Dude, that's awesome, man. There's nothing wrong with a good jam session, like, and it's cool because like most of it's all freestyle, so that's kind of the whole point of a jam session. So
yeah, absolutely.
Anything can happen, and awesome things happen when nothing is planned.
So right.
That's super sick, man.
That's how I live my life.
That's how Jason lives his life.
Just freestyling your life, huh?
Yeah. Most of the time. I try to have some plans because I'm married, but in general,
when it you kind of just go with the flow, stuff, man.
Yeah, I just kind of do my thing.
Right.
That's awesome, man. It's always fun to hang out with all those people. So, once you do it once, you're like, oh, I want to do that all the time. Just hang out with all these musicians all the time. Mm-hmm. So, that is awesome. Was it? I just remembered. I did do my now it's 16th annual Christmas party that I do, where I have musical chairs for 4 hours, where I just freestyle for 4 hours for musical chairs.
Wow.
And so this time I was like in the parking lot with the sun on me. Oh man, this is one of my least favorite times ever. But the kids loved it, and so, but it's funny. That would have been funny.
Sweet.
But I didn't think about it.
So. 4 hours. Do you get a bathroom break? I'm just kidding.
Yeah. No, I get to.
I mean, miserable.
I take breaks whenever I want, but at some point I just stopped and I was like, I really hope they move me to where the band is. And because I had set up a set to do with the band.
Yeah.
And so I just kind of was like, I'm done now. I'm going to take a break because it was just so hot. And actually, you know what? Normally I didn't have to do a bathroom break. Now that I think about it, that was nice. But in general, I did get breaks and the people did bring me water. And I was like in a parking lot and everybody else was behind me. So it was kind of feeling weird. I was like, normally I'm on the front stage, but this year the stage was all weird. And there's the only way we would have done musical chairs on the stairs, it would cause lots of problems. Right. Hey, Trey, is there a thing that we're going to do now?
Oh, no. My mic is muted. It's one of my favorite parts of the show, actually. I'm glad you asked. It is time for a freaking quiz. Let's get it. All right. So you, Ronnie Boy, will be going up against Jason. And so the whole point of this quiz is it's actually about cartoons. So I hope you grew up watching Saturday morning cartoons and you had a good childhood. And if not, that's okay. Oh, I see the hand. Maybe not so much. But that's okay. Everyone's at least acquainted with Tom and Jerry and the Jetsons and the Flintstones and stuff like that. But anyway, everyone's seen television at some point in their lives. Maybe not watched it, but they've seen it in a magazine or a comic or something. The funnies. Anyway, I'm going to move on with this. So this is a couple questions. You're going up against Jason. You both will get ample time to answer any and all questions I throw your guys' way. We will flip-flop who goes first. And then at the end of the quiz, whoever has the most gets a nice little NFT that I'll show you later. It's not worth anything right now, but hey, it could be someday. So without further ado, let's get right into it. First question of this quiz today goes to Ronnie Boy, our guest, obviously. When the Tasmanian Devil made his debut, who starred in the cartoon? And this is obviously, you know, Looney Tunes. So just to help you out a little bit.
Okay. Tasmanian, was it? I don't know, man. I'm thinking like... Was Donald Duck up in there or no?
So Donald Duck is Disney. So this is actually Warner Brothers.
Warner Brothers. Was Bugs Bunny in there?
I like that answer. I like that answer.
I remember Tasmanian Devil for sure, but I'm like, who was in that with him? I don't remember who was in there with him.
Though. You're good. You're good.
It's okay. I got it, Trey.
All right, Jason, same question.
The answer is Yogi Bear because, you know, they're Tasmanian Devil's just chilling in the forest, destroying stuff. It makes total sense that he'd be at Yellowstone Park hanging out with Yogi Bear.
While those are probably both owned by Warner Brothers, it is actually Bugs Bunny. So Ronnie Boy gets the first question right.
Wow, it was.
It's Bugs Bunny.
I love my answer was so believable that Ronnie believed that that was the actual answer. He was like, I lost.
Because I didn't even know about my answer. I was just saying that, you know.
Well, you said Donald Duck, and I was kind of worried. I was like, oh, no. on to the next question, Jason. The Flintstones is one of the most popular cartoons in history, but which period is the series based on?
Are we really doing open-ended questions today?
We are.
All right. It's the prehistoric times.
Okay. Ronnie Boy, same question. The Flintstones is one of the most popular cartoons in history, but which time period is the series based on?
It was based on the dinosaur times.
Which is also referred to as what?
There's a movie.
Jurassic Park.
So in the Jurassic Park, what would that be based on? Or rather, it'd be after after the dinosaurs. It's just a cartoon, so they don't really care. You know, the first age of man. What is that called?
I don't know, man. The beginning of time, man.
So, blank paper scissors.
Oh, rock.
Yes,
time?
And then rock is also referred to as a what?
Come on, man! Stop just feeding him the answer, Trey.
Everyone's going to think I'm dumb after this.
You said the Rock Ages, the Stone Ages. So congratulations. You get that one correct.
I told you, I'm not good at quizzes, y'all.
You're fine. You're fine. So here's the thing. Here's the thing. The next one is following right the same show. Yeah. What famous phrase from the same show was actually not scripted?
Are you asking me or are you asking Scout?
I'm asking you.
Okay, famous phrase. All I remember is, was it Wilma?
Close. Is that your final answer?
Yeah.
Okay, Jason?
Yabba dabba doo.
Oh, shoot, that's what it is.
So that was not scripted, and it became insanely famous. And so they liked it so much they kept it in the show, and that was iconic. But yes, Wilma is very much, everyone knows that from the Flintstones, so that was a good answer, but not the correct one. But that's okay. Jason, which musical band turned down the part for the Vultures for the cartoon The Jungle Book? So I'm going to help you guys out. I'm going to give you multiple choice, okay?
Thank you, Lord.
So is it Hootie and the Blowfish? Is it the Beatles?
It's the Beatles. The Beatles.
I'm not done.
It down. No, it doesn't matter.
I'm not done.
The Beatles.
Hootie and the Blowfish.
The Beatles.
The Beatles or Nirvana.
Nirvana was not alive. The Beatles.
Okay, Ronnie Boy, same question.
I'm just going to say something different because you said the Beatles. So I'm just going to go with Nirvana.
You know, I actually like Jason's answer. Are you sure you don't want to change yours?
Can I have the same answer as him?
Sure, why not?
Well, I didn't want to have the same answer, so there's either Hootie.
That's okay.
Or
I would probably I'd pick that one though.
Okay, sure. Let's go with the same answer as Jason.
Awesome, because that's correct.
wait, they asked the Beatles to be in a movie?
Yeah, they turned it down. They were supposed to be the singers for the Vultures.
In the cartoon.
In the Jungle Book, yeah.
In the Jungle
Book. The original Disney Jungle Book.
Oh, in the 70s.
Is that the with the bear necessity? Like, is that?
Yes.
That's
same movie.
That's bananas that they asked the Beatles.
That's actually like, Buck Wild.
That's like asking. Yeah, that's insane. That's asking like Drake to voice a character in your new Pixar movie.
But then he turned it down.
Yeah, because why would he do that?
Why wouldn't
that?
You do that? Are you serious? It's Disney. But anyway, this is the coup de grace, the mansion, the yacht. The final question, this goes to anybody. I hope you guys are ready because here we go. Jason, what is the dog's name in the series Tom and Jerry?
Rufus.
Okay. Ronnie Boy, what is the dog's name in the series Tom and Jerry?
See, I didn't even know there was a dog in Tom and Jerry. I thought it was just a cat and a mouse.
If you would have had to go with a name, what would it be? What's a common,
a common dog name? I was going to say Pluto.
Try again.
How
does he get double choices?
Would you say cat? You said Rufus?
He said Rufus.
That's a good name, man. I would have went with that.
Yeah, I wouldn't, though.
Come on.
No, that's a good name. I dig it. Let's see. Bud?
You're getting warmer.
Let's see. Yeah, I was just thinking Bud.
It starts with an S.
Scout.
Oh, that's hurtful. That's hurtful.
That's a cool dog name. Don't you think so?
Scout? I mean, honestly, that's a pretty good dog name. It's... You know what? Based on that answer, you'll win the quiz. Congratulations.
It's Scout, or is it? Maybe it's Skipper. No?
So the answer is Spike.
Oh, Spike.
So Spike, Spot. I mean, you know, I would have helped you more, but that's okay.
You should have done wrong answers only on that one, Trey. That would have been funny.
I could have, and I should have, but here we are. But congratulations. You get our nice little NFT from Jaime, Jay Pineapples himself. Congrats.
Wow, sweet.
So what's hilarious, again, we have to explain this every time, I guess.
He is not that large.
Jason's editing thing, when he was making it, just the compilation made him look that large. So he is a big guy. He's 6 foot something.
He's 8 foot tall.
No, he's not. He wishes he was 8 foot tall. He wished he was a little bit taller. He wished he was a baller. Anyway, but congratulations, Ronnie Boy. You win the quiz. You get that NFT. Just let us know when you want it. We'll send it your way. We have a whole bunch of people we got to send it to because we have not sent it out to anybody. That's kind of the inside joke of the show. But enough of that. Congratulations. Jason, why is Ronnie Boy on the show today?
Well, when I asked him to be on the show, I said, hey, Ronnie Boy, what can we do for a better year? And he said, keep it positive and be intentional with our actions and our goals. Why, Ronnie Boy, do we need to do all those things for a better year and keep children from running into your room?
Well, positivity is something I always stress and sing about in all of my songs. I don't have any negative songs, you know. I have a song on my latest album about it, which is an anti-bully song. And even that's a positive song because you're kind of fighting back against like negativity. You know what I'm saying? So positivity first and foremost is always on my mind every day when I wake up to when I go to sleep. And as far as being intentional with my goals, it's like a lot of people always have dreams and things they want to accomplish, but they oftentimes either get sidetracked or they think it's like, you know, very difficult to do. And so I'm deciding that I'm not going to dream anymore, because when you think about dreams, sometimes we're made to think that some dreams are just impossible. But I think anything is possible, and that's why I just make goals. You know what I mean? Yeah. So that's pretty much it, man.
That's what's up, man.
Yeah.
That's amazing. I think it's so important to set those things up. And it's always nice. I'm the kind of person where I need a deadline, and then I'll just wait until the day before the deadline.
Procrastinator.
It
doesn't matter though, because as long as you do it and you get it done, it's really all that matters. You know, it's better than not doing it at all.
Yeah. Well, but that's an amazing idea. Like having your goals not try. Well, and it's so easy to get caught up in your dreams where you're just dreaming about them and thinking about it. And then you're, you know, I met people, and it's funny, as the older I get, right? I remember when I was younger, I'd meet guys who had been working on the same album for 10 years. And I'd be like, dude, just release it. Who cares? Yeah. Like, it might not be perfect right now, but just do it. But it's funny. Now that I'm older, I'm like, yeah. Now I'm like, well, I'm still sitting on this song. But it's really cool. You know, I imagine you've done music your whole life, right? But how did you get into kids' music? How did that become a focus for you?
Well, I already was working on music, like some pop R&B, like hip hop stuff, several years ago. But then during the pandemic, I just had more time because I'm also an actor and Hollywood basically shut down. And so I just had time on my hands. And I remember a few years prior, I auditioned for the lead of Blue's Clues.
Wow.
Yeah. So I sent in a tape. Nickelodeon liked me, and then they brought me in person to audition in front of like casting and producers and stuff like that. It eventually didn't go to me. It went to a fellow Filipino who I'm mutual friends with and stuff from New York. But going through that whole process, where I am speaking directly into the lens and stuff like that, made me realize that I'm pretty decent with it, you know, that I could do this. And I've always been good with kids, you know, like my nephews, my niece loved me, and when I was younger, like my younger cousins, you know, always wanted to hang out with me. So I always knew I was always good with children, and so I basically just went to my producers just last year in January, and I just said, hey, y'all want to work on something different? And they're like, yeah, what's up? And I said, let's do the same kind of music we already do, but we're gonna make it geared towards children. And so we just changed, you know, we just started writing and producing to kid stuff. And so last year we released my debut album, which is called It's Me, Ronnie Boy, last August 16th, which is also the wedding anniversary of my parents. And then this year,
awesome.
Yeah. And then this year we dropped my second album in September. Yeah, it's called Big Kid Now, because the second album was like a little more mature in both sound and in meaning as well, like subject matter and stuff. So yeah, that's pretty much in a nutshell how I got into it, you know.
And could you stand up a little so Trey can see your shirt?
Yeah, this is my merch, man. My logo.
Oh, right, that's here. Awesome, man.
Yeah,
that's super sick.
And then also, I need a Ronnie Boy. Could you do that for us too?
Oh, yeah. My slogan at the very end of all my videos, I always go, as always, it's me, Ronnie Boy. Peace. And so that's why I got the peace in there.
Good stuff, man. That's awesome.
Yeah.
But no, that's amazing. And I think it's so cool. Like, it's so funny how the pandemic ended up helping people with their future. Like, not even trying to. It was like, I'm just going to make this happen. And yeah, no, I've seen you. You're obviously very good with kids. And and it's so cool to, like, see you do the thing that you're awesome at. And it's funny, right? Like, I know I learned this. It's like, I've been doing music for 20 years, right? And it's like, when I switched to kids music, it seems like everybody cared. Nobody cared when I was doing it my other way. And it's like a super serious, super focused music. And then now I'm like just doing this thing. And then people are like, oh, that's funny. We like this. And it's like, what? Why didn't anybody tell me earlier, you know, that this was a thing? You know, like, what was it like releasing that first album and the reception that you had? Were you expecting the reception that you got?
I didn't really know how people would receive my kids' music. I already had, like, a decent amount of fans, like, at least within my circles and stuff, on, like, my pop R&B stuff. So I had a feeling that they would like it because of the specific sound. So if you guys listen to my albums, like, I put out what we call bangers, man. You know, we're not making corny kid music here. Like, we're not doing old McDonald How to Farm type stuff. Now we're putting stuff that, like, bangs that you could, like, hear at the club. And so we play stuff. My gut was that at least my friends would like the music because we all listen to the same kind of stuff, you know? And so we purposely
feel good music.
We wanted to sound good and not corny, you know? And you know, no disrespect to anybody who does make, like, more, you know, corny sounding music, because there's music for everybody. You know what I mean? But all of my friends who are in our 20s, 30s, and early 40s and stuff like that, like, I wanted to make stuff that they could listen to and I guess tolerate, because a lot of them have kids and stuff now. And so, yeah, the good feedback that we got, like, from the jump, like, the first song I released was called The Cleanup Song, and I put out a music video to it, and everything is about cleaning up your toys, and it has, like, an Afrobeat type of vibe to it. And I involved my two nephews who dance in it with me, because I also dance in college. And yeah, people heard it and they're like, yo, this bangs, this is dope. And, like, they actually love listening to it, probably more than their kids.
Oh, wow. That's awesome, man.
Yeah. So I knew off the jump that, like, we had a sound, we had something. And so we just, you know, kept making more and more songs and kept releasing, like, single. And then as August approached, I was like, we should release an album. And so we put out 10 tracks on that first album last year.
Dude, congrats, man. That's so awesome.
Thanks, man.
What are some things that you, like, ran into from the beginning that were kind of, like, either, like, you know, you hit a wall, or just some challenges that you, like, ran into along the way into, like, making your first album?
Nothing much in terms of the music, because we were big fans of what we were creating. I think if I had any issues, it was trying to think how we could make videos that kids would like. Because we knew that the sound and the songs were good already, but then I'm like, releasing music videos for, like, a pop R&B artist versus children is way different, you know?
And so I
had to, with every single video that I put out, I just had to think, like, what would a kid like? Yeah, what would young little Ronnie like seeing on YouTube, you know? And it kind of made me think, like kind of what you were talking about earlier, Scout, like, when I was putting out, you know, pop R&B stuff, I felt like, not that I had to put up a facade or anything like that, but I kind of felt like I had to be a certain way. Like, I had to be cool, you know, versus with Ronnie Boy Kids, I could just kind of be myself and put out silly stuff. And hey, the sillier, the better, even, because kids will, like, eat it all up, you know? That's something I love doing with the kids' music, is, like, I could just really do literally whatever I want and, like, not think so much about if someone's going to, you know, not like it or anything. And if they like it, cool. And if they don't like it, it's all good too. Cause I'm just, like, being me and being as silly as I possibly can while delivering, like, nice, like, sound messages and stuff like that, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Super sick, man.
Thanks.
I think that's tough. Like, trying to, like, figure out what actually hits, because, I mean, what, 5-6 years ago, it was surprise eggs. Who would have thought kids would have even won? I mean, I guess it's the mystery aspect of people watching the videos, and the kids are like, I gotta watch the video. I gotta see what's inside. Yeah. But yeah, I think it's interesting too with music, because you're not sure if it's gonna hit or not.
Right. And some things you think are gonna hit and, like, go viral, like, don't. And then sometimes some of the songs that you put out, you think, eh, this might be okay, actually do really well. Like I did a song called I Like Your Hair, which is basically, it's the first song that I actually ever recorded, the first kid song. And it's about the different kinds of hair that people have, because I wanted kids to hear it and understand that everyone is different, and to embrace our own like uniqueness rather than thinking, oh, I want someone else's hair or someone else's eye right. color or someone else's skin color. And so, yeah, I put it out. I green screened it like literally right behind me over here. And I had it animated and stuff. So I have animated children in it with me too. And yeah, I think that was like the third or fourth music video that I put out, and it actually like got like the, like a lot of views, like really, really quickly. I think it hit like 70,000 within like a week or something like that.
Oh, so, dude, that's awesome.
Yeah. And I had no idea that was going to have that kind of impact. But even when I talk to kids like nowadays, after having released two full length albums, a lot of them say that their favorite music or song or music video is I Like Your Hair. So, and it's cool because awesome. it came from a good place. It was the very first song that ever came to mind, you know, and I think kids they understand it, you know, they understand it and they like it visually as well. So
it's super sick.
Was the YouTube channel always in the plan, or did that kind of happen out of necessity of a way to release singles? Like, cause I know you didn't, you know, now you have this insane YouTube channel, but I imagine when you first started, was that in the cards?
It definitely was in the cards, because I remember somebody sent me a link to Blippi on YouTube, if you guys know who that is.
Yeah.
Entertainer. Yeah. And so a lot of people were like saying, you could do this kind of stuff and be better even. And I was like, I don't know, you know, so I just saw the reception that he was having. Like I knew a lot of kids were into are still into Blippi. So I knew like that was kind of like an advantage I had, because a lot of people make songs, but not a lot of people can make music videos, you know, and I thought I would use like all of my strengths and all of my talents ever since I was little. So I used to dance professionally pretty much with a crew in college called 909 at UC Riverside. We used to, you know, compete everywhere. We opened for Busta Rhymes, E-40, like back in the day.
Wow.
Yeah. And so I wanted to make sure I included dance in my videos. And like I said, I'm also an actor. I've been acting for like over 9 years now. And so I wanted to, you know, if I was going to have any monologues or talk to the camera directly, either at the end of the song or whatever, I wanted to make sure that I reach someone, that someone really feels me when I talk to them, you know? And so, yeah, I wanted to use everything, music, acting, dance, put it in the video, and hopefully kids like it, you know?
Yeah, and it worked out, you know?
Yeah.
You know, clearly.
You know, a few people watched some of your videos, just a few.
Thousands.
Yeah, it's cool. Like what I realized, like it's funny, like some of my videos are doing pretty like relatively well, at least for me, right? As an up and comer, I just started last year. Like Good Day, which we released in September, has over 300,000 views. My song Burger, which is my most streamed song, like on Pandora, Apple Music, like Spotify, everywhere, has over 100K. Also, Monsters Beware, over 100. I Like Your Hair is at like 98,000, 99,000. And so looking at my analytics, like most of my music videos that I release should hit over 100,000 all within the next, like, I don't know, 9-10 months or something like that. And so
congrats, man.
Thanks. So yeah, people are watching it. But I also realized that kids don't really subscribe. They like watch the videos or search the videos.
And so
my videos will get a lot of views, but they won't like hit the subscribe button. But it doesn't really matter to me because I don't really care like how many subscribers I have or even how many views I have. I just care if kids are watching my stuff, you know, that's first and foremost for me, you know, and I know they are because people like teachers from across the whole entire country will DM me on Instagram and show me videos of their kids like dancing to my music. Like, can you believe that? You know, and someone hit me up about a month ago from Alaska, and apparently like my song Burger and some of my other songs are like a hit at this specific school out there. And so they offered to fly me out and like perform and like host some event like in 2024. So we're still ironing out the details of all that. But again, just to know that like teachers and parents and like daycare centers supposedly play my music, I'm just like, wow, like I'm making the impact that I'd hoped for when I first started this journey, you know?
That's amazing. I remember one of the lessons I learned a long time ago was the idea. I used to always be about everybody paying attention to me and watching me the thing. But Saul Paul said to me, he was like, hey, I do it to reach one person. That's all I do. I just want to, if I reached one person, I did a great job. I'm like, we did a show where like 500 people were losing their mind at like, or like 100 guys were losing their mind at a detention center. The next day, they did not want to have anything to do with him. And I was like, how do you deal with that? And like, well, don't you feel like you did better yesterday? And he was like, nah, it doesn't matter because I still reached that one dude. And that's an amazing, something I had to learn because I was just so wanting people to like me instead of creating the thing that I'm the best at, you know? And I think that's awesome. Speaking of that, what is one of the coolest places that you either have offers to go to or have already gone to performing your music?
Well, there's a couple. Last week, so I, over a year and a half now, I've been volunteering for my city's adaptive program, which basically provides recreational assistance to teens and adults with special needs. And this past Thursday, actually, just you know, a few days ago, we had Ronnie Boy Day, and it was something that a lot of the kids, teens, adults, like, were really looking forward to because a lot of them are really big fans of mine. They know all of my songs, they know all my music videos, and so I got to perform for them, and I did a few, you know, I showed them the dances, so I taught them how to dance the Cowboy Robot dance to Burger to Monsters Beware, and at the very end, I sang Good Day for them live. I sang it and I rapped it and stuff, and of course, like, all the workers and parents were like taking like video and pictures, after it was all done, like, there was a bunch of people who wanted to take pictures of me because, you know, like I said, they respect me and look up to me like a lot, and that was just a good feeling. And then the second thing was an elementary school in Orange County. These kids, man, they're really big fans of mine. This teacher hit me up saying that a group of kids in her class were gonna dance to one of my songs for their talent show. So I have a song called Spilled Milk, My Bad. It's a hip hop joint. These kids, they performed to my song in front of like their entire school, to my song. And so she asked if I could come through, and I said absolutely, of course. And so I went down and I just sat with the audience, and even me sitting there was crazy because I could see teachers like looking behind and seeing me because I was in my outfit and everything, you know, with the hat and what I usually wear in my music videos, and they're like, oh my god, that's Ronnie Boy, you know, and they knew who I was. And then when the kids finished dancing, they got off stage and I was waiting by the parents, and they came to me and they were just like losing their minds. They were just jumping up and down so much, like, oh my god, Ronnie Boy's here, and what are you doing, you know, why are you here, kind of thing. And you know, again, I got to take pictures with them, and the teacher said, hey, would you mind stopping by my class, because, you know, not just the ones who performed your song, but like all of my students are really big fans of yours. And I was like, yeah, for sure. And so I went into her actual classroom, and of course, like, same reaction. All of the kids there were all jumping up and down. They couldn't believe that I was there. And they all kept asking me, how did you get here? And I was thinking, what are you talking about? I drove here in my Prius. But like, what they meant was like, how did you get here from YouTube? Because it made me realize that, like, oh, they think I live in their tablets and their TVs or wherever they watch my content. Yeah, and I'm like, how come no one ever told them that people on YouTube are real people, you know? And so I just told them that, you know, I just jumped out of my screen and here I am visiting you guys.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing.
But that definitely was one of the coolest days I've ever had to see your own true fans.
Oh, yeah.
Know your music, know all the lyrics. They're like, I know your favorite number. And I was like, oh yeah, what's my favorite number? And they're like, 8, because I have a song called 8. You know, it's a counting song and stuff where I jump into the TV and I become a cartoon and I run around and stuff like that. And so they knew all of this stuff about me. And I was like, wow, these kids truly love me and I love them back, you know? So it was just a fun time, you know?
What does it feel like being a celebrity, brother?
I'm not a celebrity, but at least.
Well, you know. Well, you know.
Situations in the kids' situations.
Yeah, it's great. You know, it's like. When I started putting out songs and music videos, it isn't to be like, again, known or be a celebrity, so to speak, you know. So to have people who really look up to me like that is just a blessing. It's like a, you know, it's like icing on the cake or a cherry on top, you know. And it feels cool, but it also at the same time feels a little pressuring, because I do feel like I have this responsibility to put out, you know, good, solid, you know, music videos and stuff and songs. And not that I don't do that already, but like, I do feel like, uh-oh, what if I put out something that sucks or it isn't as good? What am I going to do kind of thing, you know? But I think in after talking to like a bunch of kids who do listen to my stuff, they don't really care like what I put out. They just like me for who I am, for my creativity, for my messages. And they'll listen to anything I put out regardless. So that I guess that's a cool thing about, you know, having fans and stuff.
That's super cool, man.
You do have you can't get mad in public too, so you can't be raging out at a Chuck E. Cheese or something.
Yeah, I mean, I don't do that anyways, but definitely got to be careful because there's a lot of eyes on me, a lot of moms watch my stuff, and So, you know, I'm naturally like a super chill dude anyway, so I don't really have much to worry about.
That's super cool, man.
Sorry, my wife's running down the house, guys.
Oh, no. Smoke alarm in the background.
that's amazing, and I think that's the coolest part. Now, do you jump into TV? Do you have any music videos where you jump out? So you need, like, a Ronnie Boy in real life song where it's like, or Ronnie Boy from YouTube land or something like that. That would be a hilarious song. That's a funny idea.
Even in my music video 8, it starts out with me in front of the couch, and I'm talking to these animated children who I'm watching on TV. And they're the same kids that I used in my I Like Your Hair music video. Uh-huh. So I had the same animated characters in 8, and I'm talking to them, and then I jump into the TV, and then we go to school and we learn how to count and blah blah blah. But by the end of the video, we're running back to like the park where we started, and then I jumped out of the TV and into like regular reality. And so that was kind of a cool, like, you know, transition, I guess.
Now, what is it, as a pop, as a Filipino pop rap guy, do you ever get mentioned in the same name as like Black Eyed Peas?
I don't get mentioned. I mean, I'm not even at that level at all.
No, has anybody said, hey, you're like the Black Eyed Peas?
No, they've said like, I don't know. They asked me, they think of me as like Bruno Mars, but like the kids version, I guess.
that's not a bad situation to be.
Not at all. Cause Bruno's one of my biggest inspirations, you know? So to have people say that I'm like the Fresh Prince of the kids industry is like really cool. Cause I, you know, I love Fresh Prince growing up, you know? And again, when I was thinking about when we first started this journey last year, I was thinking like about branding. What do I want to do? Do I want to do this like Blippi and be like, hi guys, it's me, Ronnie Boy. Like, or do I want to be someone that's like relatable, that kids could look at me and look at me as like an older brother who they could actually relate to and actually maybe listen to. I decided I wanted to be just cool, like a cool older brother figure. And so that's kind of why I go with Ronnie Boy, you know?
It's super sick, man.
is there a part of you that like wishes that your other music blew up, or do you think this was the right situation for the right time?
Yeah, absolutely. Like the kind of views that I get and, you know, feedback that I get with Ronnie Boy Kids is what I wish I had with my other music. But then I just feel like what we do as kids entertainers is very niche. But like doing like pop R&B, like there's literally thousands, tens of thousands.
Oh, maybe, sure.
Maybe hundreds of thousands of singers, rappers, et cetera. So to stand out, it is very difficult, you know? Of course I wish I got that reception, but everything kind of happens for a reason, because I think if my pop R&B stuff was like taken off, I don't know if I ever would have reached a point in my life where I would have done children's music. Cause why would I, if I already was, sure, you know, getting, sure, you know, taken off with something else. And so, yeah, I mean, if it wasn't for, you know, COVID, you know, like it's kind of like bittersweet, you know, because it's COVID, obviously. But like, if it wasn't for that, I wouldn't have had time on my hands to think about what I should do with my time. So it's like, yeah, it's one of those things happen, you know.
Well, it's just as you said, it is you're keeping positive through that situation, and you're being intentional with your actions and goals. You're like literally following through. You're like I'm not gonna let this COVID thing drop me.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm feeling people attack me and there's no one there. I'm having hallucinations. I don't know what's happening.
It's all good.
But you know, you did those things and you made yourself get to that place, and it's so cool to like see you thriving in it, right? And it's, and it even said this, like, and I was mentioning it earlier too, was that it's so much nicer to not be pigeonholed into a character instead of getting to be you as the, you know, as the character. So it's like, it's a lot easier to be out in public and treat people like you would normally treat them instead of that character that you built for your pop stuff. Like, and I know, because I was always a hip hop diva when it came to lyricism. And so I was super focused and serious in my music when I first started, but in my freestyles, I honestly don't care. And so it's two different people, but the guy that doesn't care is definitely the real me. And so it's so much nicer to be known as that dude instead of the hip hopophile who I am also, but that guy at least has a lot more fun.
Yeah, man. And you know, being authentic is important. You know, I always try to be as transparent as I possibly can through my music, you know, and through my videos. Like, yeah, Ronnie Boy is maybe a more heightened version of actual Ron Nery Jr., which is what my actual name is. What?
Your government name?
My government name, for sure. It feels good doing positive stuff, because as we age, as all of us age, you know, the more I think about like the kind of impact I want to leave on this earth before we leave it, you know, and I don't know if I'm necessarily making a positive impact, you know, as doing my pop R&B stuff, you know, as I am like kids music, you know, so this is my opportunity. This is my way of leaving a, not just a lasting impression, but a good lasting impression, like a positive lasting impression on the world, you know?
And you have a chance. You have a chance in like 10 years or 15 years when these kids are in their 20s, mm-hmm. you can just flip it and just become this like dope, like, and just become famous all over again as an adult musician, just for the people that were already your fans. You
right.
Be like Ronnie Mann.
So that, Miley Cyrus, I'm confused on what you're saying.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm saying. Miley Cyrus and it up.
You yeah.
The fan base that you had and turn it into an adult.
Maybe not exactly what she did,
but. Right. Now, my producers were talking to me about this like last year, because I am going to reach a point where I look too old to be Ronnie Boy, you know? Sure. And so they're thinking of like, maybe you could just find someone to to like lip sync your songs. Yeah. Or like Ryan Toys or that, the little kid, you know, who would open up toys and now he's older. I don't know how old he, 12, 13, maybe, you know what I mean? So he can't be a little kid opening up toys anymore, you know? So I think he does animation stuff now, which is very, very smart, you know? And
oh, wow.
But also his parents thought ahead and had more kids.
Right.
I mean, like, oh, well, you got sisters now. Let's there for the channel.
Right. Yeah. So I don't know. I think the cool stuff with a lot of the songs that I've made, I do look at some of the songs as timeless stuff. Like, and awesome. So I don't have to worry about it getting old, because I think my numbers are speaking for themselves. Like my song Burger, everyone loves burgers. It's always, that song is always gonna get a lot of views and, you know, a lot of love, because people will like burgers until the end of time, you know? One of the other songs I put out videos I put out was called Tummy Time. And that's, you know, Scout, you have kids and stuff. Like, you know how it is, like when you put your babies on their stomach and you're, you know, working on their like muscles and stuff and their neck muscles and everything like that. So they could hopefully crawl soon. So we made a song called Tummy Time and we put it out, and that one gets consistent love like everywhere. Like I constantly see people on Instagram, TikTok making their own videos with my track in the background, because every parent goes through Tummy Time, every parent. And so I know like for sure that song's gonna stand like the test of time, because like, you know, it's something that's good, that's something everyone does every day when you have babies, you know.
Well, it's like it's like you're speaking of Blue's Clues earlier. It's like how Steve came back.
Oh, man.
Like, everybody's all about that Steve love these days. Because they're like, oh, him with all his tats. Be like, oh, yeah. It's so hilarious. Like,
Well, it was crazy because that was my generation with Blue's Clues, because he literally was gone. We had no idea what happened. And then all of a sudden we have a new person. And then he comes back years later during COVID and makes us all cry. And that's not fair. But that was really cool that he was able to do that, because that's your childhood speaking.
1,000%. And
I guarantee that was healing to most people that watched that clip, mm-hmm. that he had to share. And honestly, speaking of that, Ronnie boy, if you had one thing to share to your fans in the future, right now, or I mean, whatever, what would that one thing be to tell your fans or to tell anyone for that matter?
Huh?
I know it's a big question, but no, it doesn't necessarily have to be in the future. It could be right now or, you know.
Yeah.
I would just tell them to keep going. Do what you want to do. And it's as simple as that, you know. If I think we always get in the way of ourselves, if not like, you know, like sometimes friends or even family and strangers could tell you like what you're capable of doing. But I think if what you should do is just tune out all of that noise and follow your own heart, as cliche as it sounds. So many people could have told me to not do kids music or pop R&B or not act or dance even. But if I listened to them, like, where would I have been? I probably would have been like really like sad or disappointed in my life, you know, but I got to where I am and I've done what I've done because I believed in myself, regardless of, you know, like everything I do, I don't do for fans. I don't like, how do I rephrase this? Like I'm an actor because I love to act. I don't like having people who support is kind of, again, icing on the cake, but I would do it regardless if I had zero fans, because wow. I just like doing it, period. And it's the same thing with music. Like having fans is a nice thing, but I would still do it anyway if I didn't have any fans. Yeah. So yeah, I would tell anybody, you know, anybody in the present to just do what you love. And if I were to come back 10 years from now, I would say, see, I told you, you know, are you happy? You know what I mean? I would ask them that, you know, like, how good does it feel that you followed your heart? You know?
That's amazing.
Wow. Yeah. That's awesome, man. I appreciate that. Just wanted to ask that because obviously you're an influencer. So just wanted to get that out of there.
Speaking of that trade, do you know that Ronnie Boy has his own cameo? Because he's fancy.
Oh, wow. That's awesome, man.
Yeah. I just started it like the other week. And yeah, I put out a few like videos like on Instagram talking about it. But then the hard part is most of my fans are on YouTube. But then the YouTube kids doesn't really want you to be very like selly, like selling stuff or promoting stuff.
Sure.
And so a lot of kids have no idea that my cameo exists unless their parents are on Instagram and they follow me.
And
you know,
that's
so
what you want. That's who you want. You want their parents to know. The kids don't need to know. It's like
That's who's going to be paying. So
yeah, but more kids follow me than parents do. You know, so it's like, how do I tell these kids that I'm on Cameo so they can ask their parents to get a Cameo?
Oh, we need your mom and dad's social security. I mean, credit card number.
Ronnie, this is easy. You make a song called "Get a High for Ronnie."
yeah. I wish.
Where it's just like you literally promoting your cameo.
Yeah. So like, I don't know. It's a tough spot, man. So hopefully things catch on. I did one cameo just last week, and from what I heard, the daughter, she loved it. You know, she asked to watch it like 100 times. and I've done free cameos for a bunch of my friends or my friends' children, like within the past like year or so, like at least like 15 of them. Every time they tell me that, like, they constantly ask to see it like over and over and over. And so hoping I could reach like a new audience with it, you know.
That's awesome, man. Now this is the time where you get to do a plug, where you get to tell all the people how to find you and find all your stuff. I know we could have talked about your acting and all those other things, but we always have you on again. Trey, did I say all that right on the plug part?
Yeah, so right now you get to plug whatever you want, to tell people where they can find you and all that jazz. You get the full screen in 3, 2, 1.
What's up, everybody? It's me, Ronnie Boy. And if you want to watch any of my stuff, just search Ronnie Boy Kids. I'm on YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, Spotify, Pandora, everywhere at Ronnie Boy Kids. Yes, sir.
Good stuff, man.
And go check out his cameo.
Yeah. Book me on Cameo, please. Yeah,
do it. Now it is time for me to turn all this into a song, and it's time for a rap.
Let's get it.
All right.
All right, sweet.
Ronnie Boy, is there any words that you'd like me to add to this song? I was actively listening, so hopefully I'll be able to use some of the things you talked about in the song, but is there any other words you'd like me to add or any other stories you'd like me to tell in this rap?
I don't know about any other stories that you could tell. Yeah, you should mention salsa and you should mention burgers, of course.
Lumpia, pancit, chicken adobo.
What do you know about my people? Hello.
Bro, I have good friends and family that are Filipino.
Hey, I love hearing that, man. Yeah.
I love all of it, man. I love it.
Sweet. Yeah, let's mention lumpia, which are
So you know I told you I'd do that musical, the musical chairs for 4 hours?
Yeah.
The lady that runs it. Puerto Rican is Filipino.
Wow! Sorry. It's like wrong.
And she'll make lumpia and it's so yummy.
Sweet.
And so I love
it. It is the best.
She usually makes dinner for us. Well, when we first started this, when it was like 20 volunteers, she would make dinner for everybody. Now it's like, you know, 500 volunteers, so she doesn't make dinner for us anymore. But yeah. It used to be awesome.
Right. Yeah, let's mention that. Let's mention lumpia. Let's mention burgers. And let's just mention positivity, bro.
Yeah, lumpia is my second favorite egg roll.
Second favorite?
What's your first? Bro,
Vietnamese egg rolls, which are very close to.
With the peanut sauce, too.
Yeah. Well, actually, the
lumpia up here, bro. Lumpia's top. Lumpia's king.
Lumpia's delicious.
Yeah, I agree.
I'm not going to fight with you, but Vietnamese egg rolls, chef's kiss, boss. All right, Olympia, do some poros. Dang it. I'm going to have Puerto to do Rican. That now. Some
Filipino. Filipino.
Yeah.
And then we're going to talk about your music, talk about burgers and all that stuff. Anything else?
Do you need anything else for me to help you out, or are you okay?
I'm definitely fine. I love everything that you gave me. So
cool. Well, yeah. That's it, man.
All right.
All right.
Trey.
Let's get it.
Yo, we got DJ Sound Effects, Scout the Summer, Serrani Boy on the mic. Let's get it, y'all.
Okay, here we go. Talking to Ronnie Boy, kids like, whoa. But now we gotta make it cause he's about to explode. About to fly to Alaska, thinking it, yo. Only if he knew what he couldn't do, he was sitting there, dude, in the back of the room. And the kids like, oh, hey, wait, he came to my show, a little talent show, watching me dance and let you go. Explode, expand, the teacher's like, man, it's Ronnie Boy, what do we do then? Only if I can't break it down again. He's just eating burger again. And he's tripping cause he's sitting there, defining the little there, sitting by a rigid air and the frigid air, but the frigid air ain't nothing but there. Did you really get it, Claire? If you can't compare everything that we did, cause it's right when we go. Even Trey's trying to beatbox, filling the show. Only if you got his cameo, filling it real. Make sure you get from this down the chill. Oh no, you gotta take a photo. Break down, this is what I do with the logo. Oh go, when it's your face, you never know, bro. This is what we say like this. I gotta go show. Oh, but he didn't even know that his music would explode like this. He got a flow with 300,000 watching his music videos. What you gonna do if you don't ever let them all know? When then you let them all go, when you be letting them explode and you're looking for the people and you say, I don't know, because you're eating lumpia like it never be. Everything's deep fried. Yes, sirree. And then I go downtown with some chicken adobo, like I'm saying adobo, but oh go. But now you know, bro. And then you want to show go. Now I'm like, oh no, I got it because I got the glow out of control, out of my mind. Defining the lyrics, and then I'm wondering why. What am I supposed to do with his own face on his t-shirt? How do you do that? It gets to hurt. Oh, me too. They call me Kirby, bro. I gotta exhale and I breathe and I know. Yo, and only if I can't say ah, I'm about to lose my breath and I gotta say ah. Oh, and just like earlier, my kids were trying to break in my room and be on the show, dude. My son's trying to show YouTube, and you're like, YouTube, that's what I do, only if I get through one time. But now I see what you say. See, I love that you like that you perform in front of the kids, hey. And that the real favorite shows were the free shows where you didn't even make money, bro. That's amazing. Only if I'm waiting, looking out loud like I still can't be complacent. Now I'm waiting. Pandemic, dude. See, that pandemic thought it was going to destroy us, dude. It didn't. So we gotta rearrange it, only if we can't break it down and play it. Oh no, I guess I did all the things. Guess I'm done with this freestyle rap, man.
Woo-hoo! Good stuff, Jason. I appreciate it. It was awesome, man.
Wow, what just happened? Dope,
man. You could beatbox really well, bro. I didn't even know what to expect. So when you started, you know, doing your thing, I was like, wow, like you're super.
Thanks, man. Bro. I appreciate it, dude. Hey, if you ever need a vocal percussionist on a track, just let me.
Hey, gotta plug it, man.
I'm down, man. Yeah. My kid, I appreciate it, dude. Thank you.
My kid just threw their YouTube channel onto my TV and on my room. So
I just got
blasted YouTube music right now.
That's funny.
We didn't hear anything. That's crazy.
Oh yeah, but I saw it. I was like, what's happening? So
that's dope too, Scout. The other day I was watching back your freestyle at the Children's Music Network conference in Boston and stuff, and that was just like super entertaining. Everyone loved it, you know. And thanks for like mentioning me. Like I was the first person I think you mentioned in the freestyle out of everybody in the room. So appreciate you, brother.
Hey, no problem, dude. I said it. I did not expect to do that, and I love that I ended up doing it. And yeah, no, I'm still getting emails where somebody's like, "Hey, you know, I got a video of you doing this," and I'm like, "Oh, thank you." Like Esther Crow just sent me one. Like the other day, and I'm like, okay, thank you.
I think I might have recorded the whole thing. If you want, I could we transfer it to YouTube, man.
Yeah, for sure. As I said, I won't be as cool as you and be able to do all the different angles. That'd be awesome, but
that's okay.
Was it Mr. J? He recorded it like on his actual setup.
Yeah.
So it looked pretty cool, but yeah, that was just a fun time. As I said, it was so crazy to be around all those people, like all those amazing performances over and over again. You're like, this is just too much good stuff at one time.
Yeah, it's great. I didn't even want to like, initially when I saw the list of who was performing, I'm like, yo, sure, this is too much, bro. It's going to be like 4 hours, you know? But then once it started and we realized it's all of our peers, like all of our friends going on stage, I didn't want to miss anyone's performance. And so every time I had to go to the bathroom, I like sprinted there and then I sprinted all the way back because I didn't want to miss a second, you know? And I actually never got tired throughout the whole night. I think it was like 5 hours long. And I was like, and nobody was like, oh, this is whack, let me peace out of here. Like, nah, everybody was just like super into it the entire time, which is like awesome, you know?
Yeah, no, it was a great time. I'd be laughing, like people I didn't think I was going to thought were amazing. And it was like, no, that was amazing. Like the piano girl.
Yeah. Oh, Vivian.
I think so.
The one. Yeah. Asian.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I wasn't ready for that. I was like, wow.
Turned to cry.
Or then even the girl that I had freestyle with me, I did not know she could sing like that.
Yeah.
So I just saw her freestyle in the freestyle class and I didn't know. And so then she then sings this. I went and asked this wonderful classically trained singer who I didn't know was classically trained singer to freestyle rap with me for the first time she's ever done this in her life. And she does this on stage and because she didn't have a spot. So I just thought it'd be cool to have her on.
That's awesome, man.
They give her an extra spot and then she does this amazing classical song and just with this insane vocal range. And I just feel like an idiot for bringing her up. Like,
dude, if anything, you warmed it up for her, dude. And
yeah. There you go.
She probably felt really comfortable like afterwards because you gave her that chance, you know?
Well, she already said, she was like, man, I just appreciated that we got to do that. And I was like, you killed it. She did an amazing job, especially for the first time ever freestyle rapping.
Yeah. So, I'm glad you didn't call me up there to freestyle rap because I used to rap all the time, like with my boys and in the dorms in college, like I'm talking all the time. And the thing is like, I have a tendency to like be very inappropriate when I freestyle, you know, subject matter, cursing all the time. And like, so if you had me up there, I would have said something that I would have regretted for sure. Like by on accident. You know what I mean?
I know better. And so we learn that with our show, even with our show, it's like, we don't ever ask anybody to freestyle just because it's like, you might be an amazing artist. It doesn't mean you can freestyle.
You're right.
And that's not your thing. Just stay in your lane. Don't worry about it and just move on.
Right.
Again, we always want people to be professional, in this. That was fun stuff. Thank you so much guys for watching the show. Make sure you like and subscribe on YouTube, anywhere that you're seeing us. If you're watching us, listening to us on Spotify or any other podcast place, and you want to go, hey, I want to be a part of this live show. Well, every Mondays at 5 PM CST, we're available on Twitch, on YouTube and on Facebook. So come over, join us, get in the comments. I know we've been starting a little later, but we're trying to stick at 5. We have an awesome guest next week, which will be really fun. And I'm just so excited about all the things we're doing. Trey, am I totally forgetting something?
Yeah,
oh, our sponsors, right?
Yeah, the sponsors.
The website, make sure you go to nomadweb.design. And thanks again for Boss Visual Media for the help on the logos and fun stuff. If you're looking for any of those things, websites or designs, hit us up. We can take you to those people. Now, Trey, go for it.
Yeah, we would love to have any of you guys on the show. We talk about a little bit of everything on here. We try to keep it funny and friendly. We do some serious things on here. And what's in a blue moon, believe it or not. But if you guys would love to be on the show, please feel free to hit us up on Facebook. That's our main thing to where we got like to reach out to people. But you can hit me up at Trey Stoneburner, and you can hit Jason up at Jason Riley or Scout Duh. Please feel free to hit us up on there. That's where you can, that's where we check the most frequently. So, any other social media that we're on, we might not get to you as quickly as we would Facebook Messenger. That's all I got.
All right, now it's time for a therapy session where you get to ask Trey three questions. If you need any help in this situation, or if you're tanking terribly, I'll come in and help you. So don't stress. But if you need help, ask me. But if you don't, have fun and just roast Trey as hard as you can. Thank you.
Oh, man. Ronnie Boy don't roast nobody, though. Okay,
well, then encourage as much as you can.
But these are questions that I could just ask you?
Yeah, so you're like his therapist. You already have knowledge of his life, and now you're asking about some of those difficult things in his life that he needs to be working on.
Wow.
And you get to make up those facts.
Okay.
This can go anywhere.
Okay. So, Trey, you mentioned that you got promoted at your new job working with aerospace. Is that what you said?
Collins Aerospace, yep.
Okay, Collins Aerospace. Do you see yourself blasting off like a rocket eventually, like 10 years from now?
Preferably in the rocket and not near the afterburners, because then, you know, that's kind of ideal to be inside the rocket instead of behind it, because, you know, I'd be a lot more ashy and just crispy if I was behind the rocket. No, I mean, if that would be sick. I don't personally see myself inside of a rocket. If I somehow land up there, somehow, randomly, I will gladly go to space. Sweet. But we are just sticking with airplanes right now. But my company does do missile defense, and we do work with NASA. So,
sweet. I guess second question. Man, life is crazy. A lot of ups, a lot of downs, right? So I just want to ask you, are you okay?
Actually, I mean, if you would have asked me this in 2020, you'd have had a different response. But yeah, I think I am okay. I just got engaged on the 18th of November. So you could say I'm doing pretty okay. My fiance was actually down yesterday. She came in to see, it's a light show, and it's called Lights Under Louisville. So we went to go with a good amount of my family to go see this giant light show there. She actually stayed an extra day. We got to hang out a little bit this weekend. But I get to go see her next weekend for her birthday. I'm looking forward to getting married. So I am doing okay. I think I'm doing okay.
And have you explained to Ronnie Boy that your fiance is imaginary?
She's not imaginary. This guy. How dare you?
Well, here's the question.
Brought that up today, by the way, Jason.
Here's the crazy part is that there's no other person in this room other than you and Ronnie Boy. So you're just hearing this voice in your head. So that's even creepy.
That's crazy because a large down payment went on a rock that is now sitting on her finger. So anyway,
It's your mom. No, sorry.
That's really weird, bro. Anyway,
that's not what I meant by that. That's funny. I guess third question. What is that you have on the side of your room on your right or your left? I can't see.
Oh,
so is, right here?
Nah, on the wall. Yeah, like all that.
Those are all Funko Pop vinyls. Oh. Don't worry, they're on this side as well,
Ronnie.
And guess what? There's some right here.
Yeah,
Ronnie, ask him how much he spent on all that.
How much did you spend on all those Funko Pops? I'm gonna guess 10,000.
Oh no, not that much. I don't know. I do have over 100 though.
I see. Sweet.
It's not that much. They are roughly about $10 to $12 a pop. Some are 20 and upwards of that, but I don't think I've ever spent over maybe 40 on a pop vinyl, which is still a lot of money. But I do splurges, and that's where I get several of them at a time. And FYE is not the place to buy them because they don't give you a price tag. And so once you get to the checkout, you're like, oh, wow, this is so much more than I thought it was going to be, but I don't want to put it back.
Yeah.
That's so funny. How funny.
Yeah, man. Funko Pop vinyls.
No, I dig Funko Pops. I met the CEO of Funko Pop like a few years back when I was singing at I was on this card that like Saweetie was on, if you know who she is. And,
yeah.
And like, yeah, a bunch of singers and stuff. It was for a charity event, and I was one of the singers on it, and she was there, and as was like the Funko Pop person randomly, and because I guess they were a sponsor of the event or something like
that. That's awesome.
Yeah, they were giving out a bunch of like free ones and stuff, and I took one, but I think I gave it to my nephews for like a Christmas present or something like that. But I took a couple.
Was it like a Funko Freddy, like where it's like the dude with the red hair, or was it something else?
Something else. I don't even remember what it was because there was a lot. There was like a buttload of them, and I was like, "Oh, these are free? Cool!" So I just took them.
Ronnie, this might be good for you. I assume you can do it. Funko. You can actually go on their site and make your own Funko Pop.
Sick. No, he doesn't need to worry about that because one day he's going to have his own Funko.
Well, I'm just saying you could partner with them. Yeah. And quite frankly, I mean, that could be a thing, or you can make your own. I mean, who knows? Sky's the limit, brother.
That'd be dope, man. I would love to have my own Funko Pop. I was just thinking
kids
about
would buy them.
I almost want like a baseball jersey that says Ronnie Boy on it in cursive. That'd be kind of dope, right?
That'd be sick.
We have baseball jerseys that say Flows For You on them.
Sick.
They're our own merch that we wear, not anybody.
They cost like $60 to make each, so that would be pretty rough to charge somebody that be like, yeah, come buy a baseball jersey for $100.
Hey,
you.
if they're big fans of yours, like they will, you know, like one of my other buddies, his name is Danny Go on YouTube, and he I think I met him like online when he had like maybe 20,000 or 15,000 subscribers, but within the past like year and a half, he done took off.
He blew
and
that dude's up.
Like,
yeah.
I think he's at like 700 or 800K now, and because he figured it out, like what his strength was. And I remember on Cameo, he wasn't charging. I don't know, he wasn't charging that much. Like I charged like 35 for mine, and he charges like I think $120 for his, and he has like hundreds of reviews. So a lot of parents. Wow. Like are down to pay the $100, $120, whatever it is, just to get a private message from him. And so he's made thousands of dollars doing that. So again, if they like you guys enough, you know, your fans will support you.
Yeah. What was it DJ Willy Wow, he has his hoodies for like $40.
Sweet. Yeah, I wanted to buy one. I should have, like when we were at the event.
Well, you can pre-order them now. They're available.
Oh, sweet. Okay.
Shameless plug. I have mine already. Yeah. They all go to charity. So all the they just pay for him to do shows places. That's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
So
well, Dr. Ronnie Boy, I appreciate you so much being my therapist today and asking me those awesome questions. We'll have to have you back on the show. You've been an amazing guest, man. Thank you so much for coming on and having the time to come on.
Thank you guys for having me, both of you guys, Trey Scout. You're good peoples, man. I don't just interview with anybody, trust me. So unless you're good peoples, like, you know, I'm not going to interview with you. So thank you guys for having me, man.
Of course, dude. I really, really appreciate it, man.
We appreciate it.
All right. Jason, you ready to rock? You got anything else you wanted to say?
No, thank you so much, guys, for listening to the show. Thank you for hanging out with us this whole year and the last almost 4 years now. 5 years, Trey. We're almost at 5 years.
That's actually insane.
That is insane.
That's pretty crazy.
In March, we'll be doing the show for 5 years.
Wow. Congratulations. Yeah. Almost 5 years.
That's insane. So.
Well, Ronnie, stay on after the show. We'd love to talk to you just for a second before you have to head out. We're probably all going to hop off after this, but we are closing out the show. Ronnie, you've been amazing. Thank you so much for being on, like I said. But flows for you.
This is what we do now. This is what we do.
Love you guys. Take care.
Peace.
Are you looking for a different kind of podcast? How about informative and clean? It will make you laugh. Scout and Trey, yeah, that's what we do. We got a little funny thing, keeping it true. Hey, we take your topics and all your ideas and bring in a guest and we answer them there. Then we make a freestyle rap and do it for you. Yeah, that's what we do. Yeah, that's what we do. Yep. Flows for you. Flows for you. This is what we do now. This is what we do. Say flows for you. Flows for you. This is what we do now. This is what we do. Say flows for you. Flows